Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
When the storm hits, you see the keys to use. You have tapped into something that is in the Word of God as a principle that works when the virus is here and when the virus is not. You need to know that God is going to be God before the virus comes and after the virus comes, and His Word is forever settled in heaven.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the Word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Thank you for joining us on Revive Radio. Let's continue with Pastor Rogers in this recent Wednesday night Bible study. This is Leading in a Crisis, Part 2. Let's go into the message today.
Things are changing, as I told you, on a daily basis, day by day, new numbers. And if you're not careful, in your mind, we look at what's going on the ground, on the earth, and it can be troubling to us day by day. I can assure you, the numbers that have come out with the projected deaths, you can't wrap your mind around it, for one thing, and it will be an emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual pull. But God, if you're trusting Him and depending on Him to lead you in the crisis, He sees it from His God perspective, and He sees it all at the same time. And God, who knows everything, knows the end from the beginning. I want to say that to you again. He knows the end from the beginning. He knew what was going to happen. He knew the moment that this virus was going to take over, and He knows when the end of it is. Man may not know, but God knows when it's going to end. That's why a leader in a crisis has to be prepared in your mind, in your spirit, and be able to hold the keys to surviving any crisis. Now, on your paper that you're writing down, or if you're taking notes, from Matthew 16, verse 19, tells the story of when Jesus asked the question of all of His disciples, "Who do men say that I am?" And they go down the litany of the names of prophets and John the Baptist and so forth. And He said, "All right, I've heard what they say, what the world says. But I want to know, who do you say that I am?" And Simon Peter jumped up and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Ladies and gentlemen, that is a powerful revelation that Jesus said right here. Upon that revelation that you got from My Father, you obviously didn't get that from down here on the earth talking to someone else. You had a download from the King of Glory, who gave you a key of the kingdom, one of the keys of the kingdom, that I am not one of many Christs, but I am the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now notice what Jesus says to Peter there in verse 19. He said, "I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven." The keys of the kingdom will not only cause us to survive in a crisis, but actually, if you know how to operate the keys, then you can thrive actually in the middle of a crisis. I have keys right here that will operate the doors of every part of this building right here. I can get access because not only do I have the keys, but I know where those keys go. I know what doors they go into. There's actually writing on some of them that will tell me doors that I might not use all the time, but I have instructions on here so that I'm not fumbling through all of these keys in order to get into the right door at the right time. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, these keys are valuable to us, so much so that keys provide access to something, keys to my house, keys to my car. And I can assure you of this. If you've ever lost your keys before, you know that you're in a panic until you find them, because you may have laid them down somewhere, you may have laid them aside, whatever that it may be, you may have another whole ring of keys. I've got a list of keys and a ring of keys that's that big for other parts of this building that I don't always access. But to the ones that I need immediately, they're hanging on this very ring right here. The ones that you need when you're getting ready to get in your car, getting ready to go into your house, those are the quick keys that you need. But there are multiple keys found in the Word of God that if you know how to operate them, you can get access in the middle of a crisis. Hear what I'm telling you. The keys of the kingdom don't just operate when the sun is shining. And just when the clouds are up, God's not just a God in troubled time, but he's a God in the good time and in the bad time. So these keys are not conditional to the circumstances around you. I'm telling you, I feel like shouting myself right now. My amen corner's gone to sleep. So the keys allow you to affect decisions. And while many people right now are struggling, and banks are having difficulties, and businesses and families and everything in our life is turned upside down, you've got to have some keys of the kingdom that will keep your mind, soul, and spirit, and your family, and your business at peace in the middle of a crisis. Now, here's something you need to know. Keys don't work for those who don't believe and trust God. These kingdom keys will not work for those who don't trust God. There are many people say, well, I'm going to grab my Bible and I'm going to find me something. But ladies and gentlemen, have you ever tried on your key ring to go in a door that you thought that was the key, but it may have even fit inside of the lock and it might have even turned, but it did not unlock it? You can't just arbitrarily go to the Word of God. You've got to be in a relationship, in a connective covenant with God to know how to operate these keys, because he tells us in the Word of God that Jesus spoke in parables, and the disciples said, why are you speaking in parables so much? Why don't you just tell us? They used a few verses in the King James to explain that, but that's Joey 1.1. And so he says, the reason why I don't tell them to everybody is because, first of all, not everybody is going to believe. And so these things, he says, in parables are giving to those who are not just going to be casual followers of me, but people that desire me, that are after me and not just after my stuff. So it's important, if you don't know what key to use, that you don't waste your time and energy trying to operate using keys that won't work for a given situation. Having the keys of the kingdom means that you have something that perhaps your neighbor doesn't have next to you. You're seeing it. When the storm hits, you see the keys to use. Your neighbor has fallen down, but here you are standing up, walking by faith. Why has that happened? Because you have tapped into something that is in the Word of God as a principle that works when the sun is shining and when the clouds are here, when the virus is here, and when the virus is not. You need to know that God is going to be God before the virus comes and after the virus comes. And his word is forever settled in heaven. So this is not an accident that these keys that he gives to us will operate in this season if you're leading in a crisis. I don't care if you're leading yourself. Check out this particular passage of scripture in Psalm 91:7. And there on your paper, you can write it down. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Now, you're hearing something, and a lot of people want to take that out of context and just use that. Well, I've got this. 1,000 going to fall and 10,000 going to fall. But you've got to understand, go all the way back up to verse 1. Because the condition is, he that dwelleth in the secret place, this is the key, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That's how you can have a guarantee, even in the middle of the struggle, that 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it will not come nigh to you. It has to do with our faith in the King and in his word. And the keys that the King has given to us, not only before the crisis came, during the crisis, and after the crisis. Understand this, that it rains on the just and the unjust. This crisis that we're in right now, this global pandemic, this one is no respecter of persons. Well, you said, Pastor, this key works. Let me tell you something. Just because that the key works, and it will work because it's the King's keys, does not say to you that you're not going to have to deal with situations in your life. There are Christian people right now. We have leaders in the Assemblies of God that have this coronavirus. Well, Pastor, what happens if they die? Let me tell you, if somebody dies in Christ, just like I've had 2 funerals already this week, if they died in Christ, they're more alive right now. How do you know that? Because the King has given me the key to the kingdom of heaven. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you tonight? So understand that Christ Jesus is committed to you the keys of the kingdom. And he's committed in the crisis to not leave us alone, to help us understand how to use these keys. So here we go. Here's some things for you to get a hold of. Leaders will always rise and fall in a crisis. You're going to see people that were leaders at one moment. Because this crisis came, their leadership is not being effective, and they're going to go down. And in the middle of all of that, you're going to see people that are leaders that may have been obscure. You may not have even seen them as a leader. All of a sudden, faith comes inside of them, and God chooses them out of the crowd, and they rise to the occasion. Write this down. This crisis that we're in right now calls for courageous leadership. Sometimes people are afraid to be able to step out and lead in the middle of a crisis because they're afraid of the criticism. Let me tell you, I have had, and this is the reason why I'm teaching this. This was the whole inspiration, really, for this series of messages on Wednesday night, because I personally have walked through a number of different crisis situations myself. That certainly doesn't make me an expert. I've had people call and say, "How did you make it through that?" And I'll tell them very honestly, like you should, that if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I wouldn't be standing up right now. But because I have walked through that, if I learn how to use the keys that God's given to me, then I am building for the next crisis that comes. Because there will come another one, small or great. Who knows what it may be? I don't know. I don't know what's going on tomorrow, but I do know who holds tomorrow. I do know how he already is going to operate before I step into that, because the King has given me these keys. Write it down. This crisis calls for leaders with character. Now hear what I'm telling you. There are a lot of characters out there, but you've got to find someone that you're going to follow who has character. And that doesn't mean they just got character in the middle of the crisis. That means that they were already walking in integrity before they arrived here, and they understand. That's what makes them leaders, is because they have character that's holding them steady. When people rise as a leader in a crisis, it's no accident. They've been brought to the kingdom with the keys for such a time as this. Now I want to stop right here and say to every one of you that are watching right now, I hope you're sharing this out with everybody. These are key principles that I'm laying on you here tonight from the Word of God. And I want you to understand this, that you are alive right now. You could have been dead, things could have been different, but here you are alive right now. And you, as a believer, have been brought to the kingdom for such a time as this, not to be a follower, but to be a leader out front, whether it's in your family, in your business, wherever you're at. You are to step out of the crowd and say, "This is what God is saying. Let's step in this direction." Hear what I'm telling you. We watched in the recent days where a vice president has stood up and called a nation to prayer, humbling ourselves. He said it's more important for you to get off the internet and get on your knees. That's the vice president. We've watched as a business owner, and I'm going to say it because we have his pillows. MyPillow.com stood up there in front of everybody, and the media and others ridiculed him. But ladies and gentlemen, you're going to watch MyPillow go straight through the roof in the middle of a crisis, because he is bold enough to say, "I don't care what everybody thinks. As for me and my house, we are going to serve the Lord." That's leadership. If you are afraid of a crisis and criticism in it, then you'll never rise to the occasion. There's plenty of people that are waffling and, you know, "I don't know." And there'll be those that are fakers that will try to work some of these keys just like folks are. But I'm telling you, people are finding out where the real Word of God is coming. They're finding out that some of the pablum and shallow kind of preaching has not prepared them for this crisis. But I came to tell you tonight that if you will put your faith in Jesus Christ and Him crucified and operate out of the Word of God on a daily, give us this day our daily bread. If you'll get you some daily bread, there's a key in there for you to operate your life. And whenever your family looks at you and says, "Hey, which direction are we going?" you can say, "Follow me as I follow Christ," and step out and walk out on the water.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the Word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, Remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.